And he kept saying over and over again, just a little to the left. It's so close. It's so close. Eventually, the movers just gave up and left it on the doorstep.
I can't believe they were even willing to try. So, moral of the story, a grand piano will not fit through a pre-war building hallway. My cheeks ache from smiling and laughing so much this evening. I can't say it's all been genuine. I have a bad habit of smiling when I'm nervous. And as fun as you are to be around, you definitely make me nervous.
Exactly. He was an interesting guy to live next door to. More wine?
You top off my glass without waiting for me to answer. You somehow always know what I want without me having to say it. My life has changed a lot over the last few months, and I so appreciate your presence and our weekly wine nights. You, my neighbor in this grand new apartment building, have been my only constant. I've only been divorced for, 4 months now? But I'm slowly starting to feel at ease with my new life as a middle-aged bachelorette. I have an empty nest now, as they say, and for the first time in a long time, I feel like I can do anything I want. After we sold the house and I moved into my condo, I was fully resigned to the idea that I would never date and never get married again. But that feeling has been shifting lately, and I think I owe that all to you.
God, it feels incredible out tonight. All that humidity was starting to get to me.
I bet your plants are loving it. You shrug off your cardigan and expose your toned shoulders and the dip of your collarbone. I never in a million years would have noticed something like that on another woman's body, but you? What have you done to me? We're so similar in some ways, so different in others. We're the same age, just about, but you, from what I've gathered, have always dated women, while I got married to my high school sweetheart. You treat yourself to spontaneous weekend trips upstate. You're always coming and going, always have some cooking class or yoga retreat or something you're late for. I admire you in so many ways. You're like a magnet, drawing me into your world like no one has really ever done before. I think I have something of a crush on you.
Hey, can I ask you something?
Yeah, yes, of course.
Have you dated at all? You know, since the big D?
Oh, since my divorce? No. To be honest, I only ever dated my husband and one other guy, so I'm a bit clueless when it comes to that whole thing.
Oh, come on. I'm sure you've had guys lined up down the block to spend an evening with you.
Your smile makes my cheeks flush red. You lean forward and rest your chin on your palm. Your foot brushes past mine as you cross your ankles. That's sweet of you.
I'm not trying to be sweet. I'm serious. You're really beautiful. Is it okay that I say that? That I think you're beautiful?
Yeah. I appreciate that. Our eyes meet, and I'm not quite sure what's happening. I feel so vulnerable when you're looking right at me, like you're unfolding me, peeling back my layers to see what's underneath. You reach your hand out, slow, and gently brush out of my face a piece of hair that spilled out of my messy bun. My stomach tightens, heat pooling between my thighs as your fingers touch my face. I lean forward, wanting more of your touch.
I've wanted to tell you that for a while, that I really like you. But I know you've been going through a lot. I know you have an ex-husband, and I'm pretty sure something like this would be totally new to you. And I didn't want to.
Oh my God. Oh my God, what did I just do? I can't believe I just kissed you.
That happened.
I can't believe I just did that. I'm so sorry. The wine and talking about dating just made me...
Hey, it's okay. Don't be sorry. I'm not.
You're not? Okay. I'm not either.
Good.
Wait, why exactly are you not? I mean, I'm glad you're not, but...
Like I said, I think you're really beautiful, and I guess I just think that there's a lot of things you haven't explored yet. I get the feeling that maybe there's some things about yourself that you're just about to discover.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I mean, I've never... There was this one time, but that was a long time ago, and now with you it feels... Well, you know... Your breath is warm on my face as your hand slides to the back of my neck and you draw me forward.
I know.
Your bare knee presses into mine and our bodies are drawn together. I feel lightheaded, dizzy almost. Your mouth feels so good on mine.
Is this okay?
Yeah. My body tingles as your fingers slide through my hair at the back of my neck.
Want to go inside?
Yes, please. My legs are wobbly beneath me as we migrate to the couch in your living room. I feel giddy, like I'm a teenager again.
You're really a gorgeous woman, you know that?
It's hard for me to believe those words, only because I haven't heard them in so long, but I love the way they sound coming from you. I press my forehead to yours and let my tongue explore the inside of your mouth. Your fingers pull gently at the buttons of my shirt. I slowly draw a hand down your forearm, up to your shoulders I've admired so many times. I want to see more of you. I want you to see more of me.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.